Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today is Saturday of the 20th week of Ordinary Time, and from the United States we hear from Sister Mary Ellen Green of the Sinsanawa Dominican Sisters, who is currently providing pastoral care for their retired sisters in Muskego, Wisconsin. Her preaching today is entitled, Practice What You Preach.
A reading from the Good News according to Matthew. Jesus spoke to the crowds and to his disciples, saying, "The scribes and the Pharisees have taken their seat on the chair of Moses. Therefore, do and observe all things whatsoever they tell you, but do not follow their example. For they preach, but they do not practice. They tie up heavy burdens, hard to carry, and lay them on people's shoulders, but they will not lift a finger to move them. All their works are performed to be seen. They widen their phylacteries and lengthen their tassels. They love places of honor at banquets, seats of honor in synagogues, greetings in marketplaces, and the salutation, Rabbi. As for you, do not be called Rabbi. You have but one teacher, and you are all brothers and sisters. Call no one on earth your father. You have but one father in heaven. Do not be called master. You have but one master, the Christ. The greatest among you must be your servant. Whoever exalts himself will be humbled, but whoever humbles himself will be exalted." This is the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. For they preach, but they do not practice. This gospel text is, I believe, the key to our Dominican mission. Back in the 13th century, Dominic and Bishop Diego traveled across Western Europe to find a wife for the King of Castile. What they encountered in southern France did nothing for the king, but instead awakened Dominic and Diego to an astounding reality. They encountered the prevalence of a heresy known as Catharism throughout southern France. Catharism was spreading like wildfire among the people there. The two Spaniards were appalled at the distortion of what they knew as Christian belief, and they attempted to confront the threat by their own preaching. It was a discouraging experience for them because the people taken by Catharism ignored them completely. In studying the situation, the two preaching companions, Dominic and Diego, realized why. The Cathars were, as Jesus would say, practicing what they preached. They lived in utter poverty, walking everywhere without the benefit of horses, with no shoes, no walking sticks, certainly no extra clothes or servants to help them. In fact, the Cathars imitated the Jesus of the Gospels, who sent out his disciples to do the same. And for that reason, they were credible. Upon awakening to this observation, Dominic and Diego quickly got rid of all the paraphernalia that impeded their preaching. They got rid of their horses, their servants, even their shoes, and they took on an austerity equal to that of the Cathars. This was the birth of Dominic's evangelical preaching that 10 years later officially became the Order of Preachers. The greatest among you must be your servant. The same challenge confronts us today as we claim to preach the good news of the risen Christ. What is impeding us? What message are we giving by our own lifestyle and our behavior? Are we ready to humble ourselves in order to be exalted to the proclamation of the truth?